Good afternoon to all my boon companions out there in Booville. I'm hoping you can all hear me well enough. It's a rather windy day, so I've taken the rather bizarre step of shielding my mic by putting the Olympus case over it. And it actually seemed to work the first time I did it, so I'm hoping it will now too. I hope you've all had an excellent weekend, and that you will have a wonderful week as well. Yesterday, luckily, was absolutely glorious. We had a perfect day for an outdoor bridal shower. Today the mosquitoes are kind of bad, but yesterday there were hardly any bugs at all. A few black flies, but that was it. So we had the shower out in my parents' back garden. And I think it was a great success. Luckily, my brother's fiancé's two friends came over and helped out, and I think my mum tremendously appreciated all their efforts. It was a very fancy occasion. I was quite surprised. My parents rented chairs and tables, and all the tables had white tablecloths on them and blue and gold decorations. And there were balloons on the posts of the deck. And the shower had a movie star theme. So even the cake was movie themed. It looked like a movie set, and there were reels of film in fondant on it. And what is this? Sorry, I've just found something out here at near the barn that I didn't know existed. It's a little wooden... What is this? Don't mind me, folks. I'm just investigating. I was going for a walk when I decided to record this boo. It's too high for a bench, but it's too small to be a table. What the heck is this? Maybe it's just some sort of border for the flower beds. Anyhow, I wonder if I can still sit on it. Yes, I can. Aw, sweet. Yeah, it's quite sturdy. Lovely. This is nice. Yes, anyhow, I was elaborating about yesterday, which was, I think, quite special. I'm sure Jess, my brother's fiancé, really appreciated it. There was an incredible amount of food there, because practically everybody that came brought something. So there were little sandwiches and wraps. Some had ham and Havarti in them, some had smoked salmon and cream cheese, some had salami and roast beef. There was salmon dip and crab dip, cheese, all different kinds of cheese, and crackers. A veggie tray, a fruit tray, Caesar salad, quinoa salad. Oh my gosh, tons of stuff. I can't even remember all that was there because there was so much. And then there were two different kinds of punch, and sangria, and white wine. And all the punch was served in fancy wine glasses. We actually used proper dishes. I was quite surprised. People went to a lot of work, and actually a few of my mum's friends stayed afterward and helped with the dishes as well, which I think was tremendously appreciated. It certainly made my life a lot easier, and my mum's life easier as well. So, there were party games like dating advice and marital advice, and we had to match celebrity couples, and there was a really funny past the present type game. And I think everybody had a good time, and I got to see a lot of my relatives, which is always fun. And then one of my mum's good friends was there, and her husband came over afterward. And then my Aunt Kathy was also there, so my Uncle Paul came over after the shower was over. And we all sat out in the back garden and talked and reminisced and drank a little alcohol and just had a good time. So... all in all, it was a wonderful day. Now, I wish I could say that the night was equally as nice, but it wasn't, because I got woken up at some ungodly hour by the most horrible noise. I didn't even know what it was at first, and it scared the hell out of me. I later found out that it was raccoons fighting. It was a terrible sound. I can't even describe it. It was like screaming. So, as a consequence of that going on outside my window for half the night, I didn't get a whole lot of sleep, and consequently am not particularly alert right now. So if this diatribe is not very scintillating, that would be why. Also, I meant to say that yesterday I found myself babysitting a little 3-month-old child, which, as I alluded to in a previous boo, was like falling into a parallel universe for me, because usually Shannon plus kids equals disaster. But no, yesterday was wonderful. One of Jess's friends brought this little wee lass with her, but she had to help decorate and serve. So while she was doing that, I entertained the young one and played games with her and sang to her. And unbelievably, she was good as gold. So I had to record a bit of that just for posterity, because now I can look back on it and actually remember that it happened and hear that it really happened. Oh. Yeah, so it was actually a lot of fun. I didn't realize I had maternal instincts, but they seemed to come to the fore yesterday. But it helped that she was a really sweet-natured little girl. Her older sibling, on the other hand, not so much. But I didn't have to look after that one, thank God. But she is 2.5, you see, so she now has a vocabulary of sorts, and she knows how to use it. I think her middle name should be No. In fact, I even said that to her yesterday. I said, McKenna, is your middle name No? She said, No. So. That's what she kept saying yesterday. No, 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 no. But yeah, it was a great day. I'm not sure what my plans are for the rest of this week, other than that I have a doctor's appointment on Thursday, which my mother would like to attend. So I don't know if I'll go home after that or what the story will be. But my birthday is coming up on Saturday, so I'm hoping I can do something with someone that day. It's funny, my relatives and my mom's friends and I were all talking about that yesterday, and one of my mom's friends, she's quite a card, she said, oh, you're going to be a cougar soon. I thought that was great. And the funny thing is that I am vaguely attracted to this guy who is almost 10 years younger than I am. But I haven't said anything to him because God knows if he'd even reciprocate. And I don't know. It's just, as I said, sort of a vague attraction. I'm gonna go in the house and get some lunch. The horsey had her lunch, but I haven't had mine. And I'm hungry. Yeah, so, anyhow, I am waffling here, folks, so I'd better end this for now, because I'm probably running out of time. So I shall speak to you all soon. Be good to yourselves and each other. TTFN.